The Prince George Métis Community Association is seeking greater involvement with School District 57 to support the education of Métis students in the area. Association President Sylvia Desrocher and Director Amanda Sopel gave a presentation at SD57's October 24 board meeting asking to improve the relationship between the Métis community and the district. In saying this, we wish to focus on improving communications and relations between SD57 and PGMCA. Our community feels there has previously been a lack of communication, connection, meaningful consultation and understanding, said Sopel. She said in previous years the association has tried to advocate for the needs of Métis students attending schools in the district but left feeling that the voices of their community have not been heard. She said while the district has local education agreements with land-based First Nations, no similar agreements exist for Métis students or urban Indigenous students. She cited the school district of Greater Victoria as an example, which set a precedent by signing an agreement with its local charter Métis community and the Métis Nation of British Columbia. Sopel also said the Prince George Métis community would like to see an increase in the visibility of Métis culture in schools so Métis children and youth can see themselves reflected in their education and school communities. She also would like to see the Prince George School District record Métis-specific data to understand where Métis educational successes and gaps exist. Desrocher noted that the Prince George Métis Community Association represents over 2,500 registered Métis citizens and another 2,500 self-identified Métis citizens in Prince Jerogay and the surrounding communities. The Métis Nation accounts for 28.4% of the Indigenous student population attending schools in the district. This indicates that we have the largest Indigenous student population per nation in this district. As such, we would like a more fulsome dialogue as how we as partners can assure our Métis families feel safe and seen in SD57 schools, said Sopel.